Topic number 13, man and society. What is society? 1. It is a group of people who share a defined territory and a culture. It's also a social structure where are expected certain patterns of behavior and relationship. Thus, a society is not only the group of people and their culture, but the relationship between people and their culture and relationship between people and institutions. 2. An organized group of people associated together for religious, cultural, scientific and political purposes. 3. A highly structured system of human organization where is protection, security and national identity. What is ethics and etiquette? Ethics is the study of morals. It is also called morality or moral law, because it is about what is right and what is not, and how we decide what to do. So, ethics is ability to see differences between good and bad, and decide for good. Everybody have the right to life, the right to freedom from injury and the right to privacy. People must avoid from rape, murder, slander, stealing, assault, fraud and so on. Etiquette is the formal rules of correct or polite behavior in society or among members of a profession. Position of a man in society depends of many things. The first one is a family where the man was born. In society there are classes into which people are divided according to their origin, job position, education or lifestyle. For example, in Great Britain there are three classes, upper, middle and lower class. We could say that something similar we have also in Slovakia. But in our upper class there are no people with noble origin, and we include here people according to their property, like politicians, sportsmen, actors and other people with a big estate. All the people have basic human rights. Good manners and principles. Rules, values and ethics are the basis of every good society. It's very important to keep these principles. They can help people to get on with another people. And it's very important, because when people are on good terms with another people it's better for society. We could prevent wars and conflicts. We learned moral rules and principles all our life. Our parents raise us up, they teach us moral principles, values, they teach us what is polite and impolite, what should we do, and so on. At first they have to show us how to do it, because if they expect their children to take good manners seriously, they have to show the same manners to them. They tell us that we should greet older people, that man should greet woman, children should greet adults they know. They tell us that we should greet loud, with clear voice, looking into the eyes. They prepare us for life. They give us the basis of morals and it's good for us. Because when we are polite, we can have good relations with another people. Living in the society requires to follow code. If we don't follow it, we would have anarchy. They contain rules of behavior / manners, and appearance / dress code. The basic social rules are taught at home and at school. Children can learn how to behave well. 1. At home. Parents should give their children a good example at home. They must look after them and teach them what is good and what is bad. They shouldn't let them do everything their children want to do. They should talk to them and explain if they have a problem. Sometimes parents punish their children, but the punishment should always be reasonable. 2. At school. Teachers must also give students a good example. At school students can have lectures organized by the school about how to behave on a bus or a train, in a restaurant, when we go to a party and so on. 3. At special institutions. Some institutions organize courses where people can learn how to behave well in society, how to eat, drink, talk politely, how to ask a woman for a dance and so on. Communication in society. We talk differently to different people. 1. When we talk to our parents and friends, we use informal language and slang. When we are angry, we sometimes argue with them and sometimes we even shout. When we talk to our friends or parents, we can chewing gum. When we meet our friends, we usually say hi. 2. When we talk to our teachers, our communication is more formal. We usually don't use slang words and we shouldn't argue or shout at our teachers, because it's rude. When a teacher comes into a classroom, students should stand up, because it's a way how we greet teachers in Slovakia, and it is polite. When we meet our teachers, we usually say good morning / afternoon / evening. Good manners start at home. At home and also in society, people should and should not. A man and his wife should not argue in front of their children, because they give a bad example to them. People shouldn't argue in public, they should say their opinions politely. If people argue, they should do it in private. We shouldn't talk when other people are talking. It's polite to wait until they say what they want to say, and then we can give our opinion politely. We should greet our guests when they come for a visit to our house. We should say hello. We should offer them a cup of coffee or something to drink, offer a snack and so on. We should answer if somebody greets us. A man should greet a woman first, a younger person should greet the older person first. We should say, please, and thank you, often. We shouldn't make comments about disabled people, racial comments and so on. If we make a mess, we should tidy it up. We shouldn't throw rubbish on the street. We should apologize when we make a mistake. We should say, for example, I'm sorry. I apologize. Excuse me, could you tell me the time, please? And so on. When we travel, we should let older or disabled people, and pregnant women or mothers with young children sit down. We shouldn't smoke or drink on the bus or train. We shouldn't be noisy, listen to loud music, laugh too loudly, make loud phone calls, because it disturbs other passengers. We shouldn't argue with other passengers. Table manners. We shouldn't spit out the food. We shouldn't talk when our mouth is full of food. We should use a knife and a fork for eating. When we are in a restaurant, we shouldn't be noisy. Crime and punishment. There are many different types of crimes, I think four main. 1. Minor offenses. Driver's offenses, for example, illegal parking, speeding, run a red light. Shoplifting is stealing things from opened shops. Tiny thefts from pockets, for example, purses, mobile phones, keys, papers and so on. 2. Crime against property. Arson is when someone intentionally light a fire on somebody's car, house or office. Burglary is when someone break into flat, office or closed shop and steal something. Hooliganism, fans, drunkards or demonstrationists pass a street, wreck cars, break windows, light a fire, make noise, demolish public property. Robbery is stealing money from shops, banks, post offices, petrol stations and so on. 3. Crime against people. Assault is attacking someone and hurt him. Rape is special type of assault, it's violent sex. Blackmail, call for money of somebody, for example, because of secret informations about him, which he doesn't want to make public. Kidnapping is taking someone prisoners and demand money for his release. Mugging is attacking someone and stealing from him car in the street. Manslaughter is killing someone unintentionally. Murder is intentional kill, often planned. 4. Economical crimes. Imposture, borrow money from someone and not to return it, sale false things. Smuggling is importing or exporting things secretly. For example, goods, subject of duty. Forgery is making false documents, money, signature, stamps. They are also another, I think more dangerous crimes, hijacking, terrorism or dealing drugs. Crime prevention. We can make life more difficult for thieves, for example, by carrying our wallet in an inside pocket and not let handbag out of our sight, by locking doors and windows in cars or houses and switch on alarm too. Punishment. When someone breaks the law or commit a crime, is caught by police and arrested, he always calls for a lawyer and make a statement. He often can be released on bail during court trial. Police look for evidence, investigate accused and witnesses. When police have good evidence, criminal is prosecuted and come into court. If he's plead guilty, then in case of minor offenses he can get away with probation, fine or community service. But in case of serious crimes someone can be sentenced to jail or life imprisonment. Convict can of course make an appeal. Death penalty. Capital punishment has been used throughout history, although its methods and the crimes for which it is used have changed over the centuries. Now death penalty is used only in the USA, China, Arabian countries and Southeast Asia. People are divided into two groups, one is for death penalty, second against it. Social problems in society. In our society we have many problems like abortion, euthanasia, death penalty, alcoholism, drugs and drug addiction, criminality, vandalism, violence, homelessness, prostitution, poverty, illiteracy, illnesses and so on. We hear about them, talk about them and each of us has his own opinion how to prevent or to keep them down. It is difficult to say which one of these problems is the most serious.